Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Justin Lovegrove from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Looks like the grains, soybeans got kind of beat up on the week. We'll check the numbers, check the news items for the week as well, but get us started. Where did we end yesterday as far as the numbers go compared to a week ago?
Well, we had a lower week across all these commodities. March corn was down 4.25, closed at 364. March beans were down 19 at 10.13.5, and March wheat was down 2.5 at 453.75. So kind of beat up across all these markets.
All right, I know the markets are looking for anything to trade on, and I guess this week maybe it was the, at least in part, the USDA Outlook Forum that took place. What were the kind of the takeaways on that one, Justin?
You know, we're kind of joking that the Outlook Forum came and it went. Obviously, people care about the numbers. It's not a huge realistic number that people go by, but it's just something for the trade to talk about. And it was not a friendly outlook. It just said we're going to have a ton of acres. Bean acres are going to be record high. We got plenty of soybeans out there. Without a problem somewhere, carryouts are going to be plenty. We need weather. We need a big export spike. We need something to get these things fired up. But it seems like the United States is pretty comfortable with our crop. They're taking some premium out of the market last week because they think they're probably getting a little more comfortable with South American crop size, which is looking like it could be a big one. So it's just the old case we've been saying forever of a lot of huge supply and a huge amount of demand, and it's just torn either way with no good news to break it out one way or the other.
One other thing we want to hit on this week, and I know you try and put as much good information in front of your clients as possible, and this time you did it face-to-face. I guess you had a meeting earlier this week. Talk about who you brought in and what were some of the takeaway messages on that.
Yeah, we did. We had a great meeting Thursday night. We had this one in New York, Nebraska, Thursday night, and we brought in Steve Freed, VP of Research for ADMIS, ADM Investor Services arm. And he's a great guy. We've had him speak at some golf tournaments before, and he's actually coming back for a golf tournament this summer again, so we get to kind of do a checkup on him to see how he did. He's a real dry kind of guy. He's pretty funny, but you got to kind of read into it. And one of the first things he said is soybeans are worth somewhere between $8 and $17, and corn's worth somewhere between $3 and $8. Any questions? But main takeaways are huge supply, huge demand. China has too much corn. They've had a ton of grain on hand, and what they're talking about is he thinks it's going to take something like between 5 and 8 years, 7 years, he thinks, for them to get rid of about a third of their carryout, which is what they think is too much. They think that they just have too much, and he thinks our chances of exporting to them, our chance of doing anything with them, and them actually being an exporter in the next 7 years is small. So they have too much corn. On the opposite side, they have a huge appetite for soybeans. China absolutely wants to buy our soybeans. The chart of soybean exports to China is bottom left to upper right, and they just keep buying more every year. They have a huge demand for it. That is absolutely keeping the demand profile of soybeans alive and kicking. There's a lot of questions brought up from clients, and he brought up about trade. Everybody's talking about Trump and trade and Mexico. There are some reports in the last week or 10 days that some of their trade representatives decided that they were going to try to see what they could do without the United States. And they went down to South America to just talk through some trade with South America. And big picture is, they buy more corn from us than anybody. They're a great trade partner. They love buying our corn. We're really efficient at shuttling it down to them. It's the cheapest freight they can find anywhere in the world to get to them. If they decide to say, we're not going to buy your corn, their costs skyrocket. If they're going to maneuver freight from South America to bring it up to Mexico on ship and unload it, we rail it to them. That's the way all of their systems are set up. To take our railed corn, it just doesn't financially make sense. And they can do anything they want, but it does not make financially sense to a market that's an economy that's struggling to take that big of a leap. But big picture, he said, he always kind of says what we kind of preach, seasonal average, break it up in a lot of different increments. Don't look at one guess as your marketing plan and try to pick a high. It's just suicide if you want to do that. It's really tough over the long run. And he's saying if there's a problem, funds are big enough players in the market that they could really push the market up if there's a real problem in the United States in, you know, June, July, August, sometime if it gets hot. He thinks at some point if you make a sale, it's probably going to be worth it to buy a call to replace the sale in case this is the year that the Eastern Corn Belt burns up. And, you know, otherwise, there's a lot of risk to the downside. We had a great meeting. Appreciate our clients coming, and we'll look forward to doing it again sometime.
All right, very good. Like you said, be interesting to see what he has to say this summer. Always good conversation. Thank you, Justin. Have a good weekend, okay?
All right. Thanks, Chad. You too.
Again, we've been visiting with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call him toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.